Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Mobile devices drive the majority of Burberry's e-commerce traffic. Yandex.checkout has launched an in-chat payment system. And Google has announced that online piracy traffic has reduced by 89%. Burberry have announced that nearly 60% of all of its online traffic comes through mobile devices. The luxury fashion retailer said that visitors from tablets and mobile phones were driving the majority of their online growth. Announced during its quarterly statement, it also revealed that the increase was in part due to buyers viewing a single product who can now see the company's stock in around 90 high street shops around the world. In addition to its growing e-commerce, Burberry announced several plans to encourage further growth through improved efficiency and revenue. The relaunch of its website, Burberry.com, will bring with it improved usability and better content. The improvements will also use the mobile section of the business, with the launch of a new app expected to hit app stores nearer the end of the year. Yandex has launched a built-in service allowing for online payments within its live chat platform. Yandex.checkout will allow users to speak with a support agent before making and paying for an order directly over live chat. The system will work by allowing each support agent to send the buyer a full rundown of their order and a checkout button that will lead them directly to payment and completion pages. According to data collected from tests of the service, the increased ease of payment can be expected to increase sales by at least 10%. Currently, around 76,000 stores use Yandex.checkout in Russia, who can now enable the new option within their account, allowing the service to be used through their site. Google has released a new report on online piracy, revealing that traffic to piracy sites has reduced by 89%. The new study was released to copyright holders in entertainment industries hit hardest by online piracy, who have criticized the search company for not doing enough. Whilst they say that they are reluctant to remove entire sites, Google wrote in the report that processing of takedown notices provides Google with information it can use to update the ranking signal. It also responded to criticism by highlighting its attempt to make legal streaming sites more prominent in its search results. However, Google also revealed examples of requests from entertainment studios to remove pages, such as a movie studio trying to get a movie review removed from a major national newspaper. Naver Pay has reached the 11 million active user mark just 1 year after its launch. The South Korean company said that the popularity of the one-click payment system was due to more smartphone users opting to make e-commerce purchases through mobile. It also added that usability was higher than that of its international competitors, as Naver Pay only required one level of identification in order to access a pre-registered form of payment. With nearly $2.3 billion transferred through the system since last year and 92,000 online stores joining the service, it's now the most popular online payment solution in the country, ahead of Kakao and Samsung. Global Web Index have released a new report on WeChat that reveals that 58% of people in Hong Kong now have an account with the service. Excluding the Chinese mainland, the study shows that WeChat's usage growth has doubled in the Asia-Pacific region in just the last 12 months. Whilst messaging was originally the primary function of the service, recently launched functions such as gaming and payments have played a part in the increase in usage of the app. Jason Mander, Chief Research Officer at Global Web Index, said that the versatility of the service makes WeChat a popular choice in many diverse markets, including its e-wallet service, which is used by up to 60% of users in China. And that's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.